The Buckeye Raw Extra Podcast is proudly presented by CF Bank, the boutique bank. Trusted for over 125 years with commercial financing, residential lending, personal banking, and more. Visit us online at www.cf.bank. NMLS 409132, all loans subject to credit approval. Terms, fees, and conditions may apply. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Charles Mitchell, you've had a lot of young guys playing defense. He's an older guy who's now starting for the first time. What have you seen for him in the last couple weeks?
I think Taraja is a unique situation because Taraja had not played much football going into the season. So while he was in the program for the last couple of years, he didn't have a ton of game experience. And now he's starting to get a lot of those reps. And you're seeing somebody who's playing much more efficiently and effectively than he did early in the season. So I think he's healthy. I think he's playing with a great attitude. And he's been making more plays.
How comfortable
are
you with depth
there right
now?
I mean, it's not something where we feel great about. We wish we had more depth there right now, but hopefully we can get EA back in the fold here and then go from there. But at the end of the day, I think that our guys who are playing much more efficiently. But to your point, as we head into the middle part and the latter part of the season, we're going to need some depth in there to get where we need to go.
Fourth row, right? Nick Carpenter, 11 words.
Ryan, with Matt's role expanding on the defensive side of things, how has his role in recruiting expanded? I mean, or his involvement changed in evaluation, communication with recruits, that sort of thing?
We really haven't changed that all that much. Right now, it's just... still the defensive staff is continuing to work like they have, and all these guys, it's group recruiting all the time anyways, and I'm involved with it as well. We had a bunch of calls last night, and so we really haven't made a huge adjustment in that area.
What sort of questions or concerns have there been from recruits and their families about sort of Kerry's role and Matt's role, sort of those two things side by side? What sort of questions have you had to answer, and how have you gone about answering?
Yeah, I haven't had any. No one's really pressed with any of those type of questions. I think they understand what Ohio State is and understand this program, and our philosophy is not going to change.
And go to the far left, Jacob Benji of the Lantern.
Hey Ryan, I'm sure it's nice to see Chris Olave return from these two guys. I think we all know what he can do on the field. Just with him being coming back for another year, what does he do off the field that maybe we don't get to see that you may want to highlight?
Well, I think he's practiced very well. I think the challenge for Chris is that, he's highly driven and understanding that, in order for us to get to what we need to as an offense and as a team, he has to be unselfish. And, there's certain things that teams will do to try to maybe take some things away. And there's got to be stretches where the ball doesn't come his way. But if he just continues to do exactly what the play is designed to do and continues to give great effort and have a great attitude, the ball eventually is going to find him like it did yesterday or the other day. And so I think that's probably one of the biggest challenges he's dealing with right now. He's got no matter what, he's going to catch a ton of balls for us. He's got a really bright future. So it's more about just being in the right now and just doing what's best for the team at that moment. He's got a lot of big plays ahead of him this year. But I also think that there's, he puts a little bit of pressure on himself because he wants to be the best in the country, and that's good. That's what we want. We want guys like that. But his experience has really helped that room. I think that the wide receiver room has really matured in the last year, and because of that, you're starting to see that on the field.
It's been a big place for Graham Anderson, obviously, to make some of the last few weeks. Can you just update his status after you held him out in the second half and just what you see from him on sideline?
Yeah, he's good to go.
Third row left, Dan Hope. I'm worried.
Ryan, what is it specifically that Mitch Rossi has done to become a guy that you trust to play in so many specific situations?
Yeah, he's been in the program now for a while. He's gone through off seasons. He's got himself stronger. He's very intelligent, but he's really developed as a football player. He great plays with really great pad level, and he's got a unique skill set. He's a converted high school running back, and made the move over here to tight end, and so he can do some different things for us. He's got good ball skills, understands, has good football IQ, understands how we're trying to attack defenses. He's got, again, does a good job in the pass game and the run game. So a lot of versatility there. And having a mature guy there who's been around with an older guy is helping us.
Do you need to use a guy like that as an example for your team of, hey, you get what you earn?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, you know, when you come here at Ohio State as a walk-on, you know, you have to embrace a role. Now, there's also going to be an opportunity along the way. And you can see some of our guys are getting on the field as walk-ons. And so those opportunities will be there. But like you said, you have to earn it. Nothing's given. Whether you're a scholarship player or a walk-on player, you have to earn it. And, you know, he's earned it. So hats off to him.
I know Mitch was placed on scholarship. Are there any other guys this year who have been added to on scholarship?
Not right now.
Second row left, Stephen Means, Cleveland.com.
Brian, I don't know if this just kind of swirled on how the game is going, but you guys just kind of shuffled the offensive line a couple of times. Matt Jones up there, I think Aaron was at left tackle, and Nick is back at right tackle. I guess what went into decisions like that and week 5 of the season?
Well, you know, we got some guys that just nicked up a little bit, and that's one thing. And then two, we also have, you know, really 6 or 7 guys that feel confident that we can put into a game. While you typically don't do that with the offensive line, in this situation felt like it was appropriate, you know, based on the situation of the game and what was going on, and then we could practice leading up to the game. So, you know, I'm impressed with Matt, who's been in it. You know, he's created a champion now 2 weeks in a row. So anytime there's competition, that's a good thing.
So is that offensive line still kind of as far as who's starting, or is it still?
No, but I think we have now the opportunity to play some depth when we need to. And again, I think that's going to be super important as we head into the middle, you know, part of the season.
Deep left, Brandon Gulick, Buckeyes Knowledge, Sports Illustrated.
Coach, obviously the season didn't start the way you wanted to for those first couple of games. And you've talked a lot about how much different this team looks now than what it did then. What are you most proud of over these last 3 weeks as you guys have gone through all this?
Well, you know, we started off with a young team. I knew we were a little bit behind, you know, in the spring and the preseason and try to get to, you know, you really don't know until you get into games. And, you know, I think that anytime you're Ohio State, the expectations are, you know, to win every game, and they're very, very high. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see how the season shakes out. But I'm proud of the development over the last month. You know, it's been a little bumpy at times, but guys have come to work every day. Coaching staff's been steady. The leaders have been steady. And we're getting better. We're growing. I think we have a really bright future, and the more these guys play, then the better off we're going to be. And again, the question is, how quickly can we get to where we know we can be? How quickly can we get to being a team that, you know, can win a championship? Well, we got another challenge this week. You know, Maryland's going to come in here, and they got really good personnel and really good scheme, and so, you know, we're going to have to play good again. You know, I thought we played better last week, but, you know, we got to take the next step this week.
Maryland obviously coming off a game where they kind of stubbed their toe with 7 turnovers. Iowa's defense has caused more turnovers than anybody else in FBS in the last 4 years now. How many of those turnovers, when you evaluated Maryland, did you think were slot mistakes that Maryland made versus things that Iowa just did really well?
Yeah, I mean, it's always a combination of the two. And, you know, Iowa's doing a great job on defense and creating turnovers. And I'm sure there's some things that, you know, those guys wish they had back in terms of plays. But, you know, and then you can start to press and things can get out of control and look worse than they actually are. So it's probably a little bit of both.
One more quick one. The Big Ten has had a pretty impressive climb so far this year, especially in your division. 3 teams that didn't have good years last year that are playing really well this year. Can you speak to the depth and the competitiveness right now that you're seeing across the league?
Yeah, I think that we have really good coaches in this league, really good programs, really good players. Guys recruited at a high level. It's very, very competitive. And, you know, you look at the history of the Big Ten, you know, that's the way it's been. And so, I mean, it's exciting for our conference. And, you know, I think as we head into November here, the good news is, you know, some of the top teams in the country are going to be in this conference. So that makes it exciting for everybody involved.
Second row right, Austin Ward, Letterman Row.
Ryan, you were projecting or thinking about what Trey could provide this year. How long did you think it might take till he could do stuff like this?
I thought it'd take a little bit longer than it has because he didn't play his senior year of high school, and then stepping into this situation is a lot. But I also saw a guy in the spring who was very serious about his work, very mature, takes care of his body. You know, if he makes a mistake, I mean, you know, he's the hardest person on himself. So all that was good, and then you see the talent. So still, you know, have a ways to grow and build, but you can see the ceiling there.
Is it I'm trying to think of the right way to put this. Like the last couple weeks, you know, 8 carries, I think 9 carries in both of those games. One was precautionary, one was a blowout. Is it good or bad that he's not getting this heavy workload if he's going to be the starter moving forward?
Well, I think, you know, it's a long year and he's young, so I don't think it's a bad thing. But like you said, you know, you also want him to get the reps and the work. But I think he's also learning a lot in practice and getting those things in practice. But we have depth at that position, so we're going to use that as a strength. And, you know, if we find ourselves in a situation where we're up comfortably like that, you know, we're not going to be foolish and put him in that spot if he's not 100%. And that was just the way it was, you know. And we'll just take each week as it comes because, you know, these things take twists and turns, as we know. So, you know, we do everything we can as best for him at the time. But, yeah, the more he plays, the better he's getting.
Second row middle. Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
All right. Obviously, this is a week-to-week thing. You said after the game, you agreed this was finally the team that you hoped to see. Do you feel like maybe the clouds have kind of settled a little bit, and you feel like, okay, now we can kind of take off now, or is it just...
No, I don't want to say that because, you know, we had one good week, you know, but now we're going to do it again. Improve, we can do it again. But there is momentum there. I think you can see it. You saw it with practice. If we don't have a good week of practice, it's not going to continue. We still have a young team. We're not all of a sudden out of the woods here. This is still a work in progress. And so, you know, we've got to bring it every week now. And the more times we can do that, the more we can grow upon and experiences we can look back on and say, okay, we've done it here. We've been down in games at halftime. We've been up in you know, in games where we finished teams out. You know, we've had some different things where in the past, you know, we didn't exactly have all those experiences. I think that in the last month, we have grown, but where we're at, you know, we'll see as we head into Maryland.
In terms of the defense, probably the best performance of the season, what did you like about it, and what did you see that you still think you still need to grow?
I think that the aggressiveness was there. I thought we changed up some looks. I thought that we created turnovers. I thought we practiced well during the week, and I thought the looks were accurate to what we were seeing. And I thought they carried that over the game well, and the execution was done well there. And anytime you combine all those things with great effort and good tackling, you got a chance to be good. So I also like the fact that, you know, when they scored a touchdown, that one play touchdown, we came right back the next play, blocked the extra point, and it didn't bother us. We didn't have our heads down when we came to the sideline. We blocked the extra point, and it's like it didn't even happen. You know, we had a quick memory on that thing, move on to the next series and play well the rest of that half. So I think that was good as well.
I can squeeze it one more. Just a quick one about JTT. He started last week. He's obviously playing. You've been impressed with him all along. What stands out to him right now?
Well, I think that those young guys have had a lot on their plate. They've had to play a lot. I mean, it was, you know, kind of baptism by fire. And they brought it every day. And JT's one of those guys. And it's going to pay off huge dividends in the future for these guys. And they're being asked to do a lot as young guys right now. And so hopefully as we get some of the other guys healthy and they can take some of the load off of their shoulders, then that whole unit will be stronger. But between Tyleek and Jack and JT and those guys, you know, I give them credit as young guys to stepping in and taking that on. But now you can start seeing some of the older guys, you know, so like Javonte makes some plays, Zach Harrison's made some plays. You know, that's going to be really good for that unit. And moving forward, it's going to really help our depth.
Third row left, Bill Landis, The Athletic.
Ryan, you're talking about some of the steps the defense has made here. You know, no offense to your previous two opponents, but Maryland's got, I think, a little more skill and obviously a bigger challenging quarterback with Elliott. Are you viewing this as like, okay, let's see what we have? This is kind of what we've been trying to keep things for. So how do you feel about your defense going into a matchup against an offense that's potentially explosive?
Yeah, no, they have good players, and Talia is a very good quarterback, and they have good scheme. You know, Coach Watson did a really good job. So, I mean, that's playing conference football, though, in the Big Ten. I mean, we got to bring it every week, and we're going to go against good players, and we got to bring it. So, now we're, you know, into game six here. So, we're going to be going against good teams, good offenses, good defenses, and, you know, we got to go play.
And I think there was an anticipation or an expectation maybe in the preseason that Ronnie and Craig would maybe rotate a bullet, and that hasn't really seemed to play out. Is that just because Ronnie's kind of taking that thing and run with it, or do you need to see more from Craig right now?
No, I think Ronnie's done a very good job. He's obviously been very, very productive, and moving Craig into a little bit of a different role there, and so he's kind of, you know, finding his way in that new role. trying to find, you know, a way for us to get them both on the field because they're both very talented.
Right next door, Doug Lamorese, Cleveland.com.
That, like, kind of a pass rusher up at the line kind of thing for Craig sometimes?
I mean, you know, you've seen him do that a little bit on third down, but first and second down, a little bit more off the ball.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you were just talking about Chris Olave a second ago, it's the idea of, like, hey, you know, give it up for the team and don't worry about your touches. How much, for you as a head coach and play caller, how much is managing the touches for the really skilled guys who, you have multiple guys who could get the ball 15 times a game? Is that any part of your job or not really?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, you have to do the best you can to make sure that the guys who deserve to have the ball get touches. I mean, that's part of it. But what you can't do is let that, you know, rule the day. You have to do what's best for the team. And if, like in the Tulsa game, if they're dropping eight guys, if the best thing is to run the ball for 7 yards, we got to run the ball. And that's just what's best for Ohio State, and that's playing the game of football. And when you come in with expectations and things like that, that's when you can get a little bit sideways. So, you know, we're going to do everything we can to give guys opportunities to make plays, because there's sometimes where it's not going to work out that way. And that's for everybody across the board on offense. And, you know, we have to understand that as we go into the game and try to do that best we can to explain that to the team, is that, you know, if somebody decides they're going to take X away, they can do that. That's going to open up Y and Z. And so that's kind of how the game plan fits this week. And these guys are all highly competitive and high achievers. And so, you know, they want to make an impact. And I get it. That's why they're here. That's why we love them.
And you had talked before the season a couple times about, in college football, you lose one game and it can ruin your season. It doesn't always, but it can. And you had not dealt with the regular season losses as a head coach yet. Now that that's in your rearview mirror a couple weeks, how did you deal with that? You as the coach, you with the team, and was it something that you had to work through at all because you had not had to do that?
Yeah, sure. I mean, you know, anytime you lose a game, there's a lot that comes with that. Certainly the first thing to do is to identify why you lost and identify what the issues are, and then act, don't overreact, and get them fixed. I think but the most important thing is to be steady, you know, not to panic, and to do things the right way. And I think that really matters. And I think, you know, you see when things don't go well in life, when you hit adversity, you know, you have to be really good about the team and making sure that the guys understand that, you know, listen, better days are coming. You know, the sun's going to rise tomorrow. We have some issues that we got to get fixed. But let's just be steady in the boat here and work through those issues, because that's life, you know. And that's, you know, around here it's a little harder, but that's okay. And I thought, you know, although it was bumpy there for a little while, we kind of steadied the boat, and hopefully we'll get this thing going back where we need to go.
Third row right, Tony Kirkman, Buckeye School.
Ryan, regarding Mitch, I know fullback is kind of a literal and figurative word around here. Maybe is his skill set maybe thought, maybe have you thinking about looking into that bunny type more in recruiting, or is it just if a tight end shows up at 6'2", you don't immediately write him off that short
play? Yeah, no, I mean, he has the ability to kind of do some of those things that you're talking about. You know, we've done that before with tight ends. If you remember, you know, we've done it with Luke, we've done it with Rashad Berry over the years, and he kind of came in the backfield a little bit. So Mitch is a little bit short and a little lower to the ground, so he's a little bit better at that kind of stuff. And so but we've run that play before. We do, you know, in the goal line, you know, at times we'll bring bigger guys in the game if we think that gives us an advantage. Sometimes it doesn't. You've seen us do both this year. But Mitch, you know, and again, being, you know, a college football coach, you have to figure out year in and year out your personnel looks like. I mean, there's times where we've been here with JT where we just get into a situation where the quarterback catches it and he's running. He's the running back. Well, now, you know, in this situation, we like some of our tight end body types. Mitch can kind of do some of those things. So we try to design plays that put him in the best situation to be successful. And that's an example of that.
And then Tyreek is doing some pretty unprecedented things for a defensive tackle, a freshman at Ohio State. 4 sacks already, more than anybody on the team had last year. Playing limited snaps, is it getting to the point where you want to see him out there more? Or obviously you trust Larry, but would you like to see maybe getting some more action?
I mean, he's got to keep playing. He's got to keep growing. He's done a really good job so far. And hasn't always been easy for him. There's different things he's had to deal with, and I've got a lot of respect for him as a young man. And, you know, he's he's, you know, he's flashed at times. So all the work he's getting right now is going to pay huge dividends, you know, here as we get into the middle part of this conference schedule. But no, either way, he'll be on the field.
Yeah. Second row left, Nathan Baird, Cleveland.com.
Yeah, obviously, the game Friday went really askew from what we'd seen from Maryland, which were four games against a different level of competition. But when you watch Tagovailoa, what do you see there as a quarterback, and what ways do you think he can challenge?
Yeah, he gets the ball out quick. He's competitive. He sees the field. He's accurate. You know, he can make long throws. He can make short throws. He can anticipate with touch. You can tell he's a student of the game, just the way he's got a little hit factor to him, understanding situations. He's a very good quarterback.
How are you guys right now sort of assessing defensive progress when you haven't necessarily seen an offense that's going to challenge you in dynamic ways?
Well, the issues are always there. That's what I say all the time. Whether we lose a game or win a game, the issues haven't changed. It's just the scoreboard said something different. So it's the job of the coaches and then the job of the players to embrace the criticism and the constructive criticism and getting things fixed, you know, whether it's schematically, whether it's, you know, technique, whether it's fundamentals, whether it's tackling. I mean, there are issues along the way. Maybe it's not the right guy in the right spot. And so, you know, when you start to project against, you know, other teams, you know, you have to do a good job, and that's coaching. You know, this isn't going to work against this guy, or this isn't going to work against this scheme. So we have to make an adjustment and forecast those type of things.
Just to play very quick, did you say you are moving Freddie Young somewhere, or are you referring to the fact that he has been moving?
Both. I mean, you see, he's moving around a couple different spots here.
Deep left, Mark Snyder, Press Pros.
Coach, the turnovers you're getting are really crippling the other team. Is this a process of maybe all three of your levels of defense gelling, a little bit more confidence now, like, I'm going to go make a play on that ball, rather than just, you know, kind of sit back and play it safe?
I think so. I think when you look at the timing of, you know, when the quarterback's getting the ball out of his hand, and, you know, when our defensive line is getting the quarterback, you add those two things up, I think that's why you're seeing some of those turnovers in the passing game, because if the ball's coming out of his hand quick, just like this, you know, the rush isn't getting home, it's too easy. Now if he's holding on to the ball for an extra second or two, now the D-line has an opportunity to get home. And so I think when you combine the two of those things, that's why you're seeing some more of that stuff. But I also think we've done a good job of changing up looks, and I think our guys are getting more experience and feeling more comfortable in the scheme.
With regard to Marcus Crawley, we're going to be talking to him tomorrow, I believe. Is this a product of him earning more playing time, or is it an injury, or a combination of both?
You know, he's had some different things in his career, but he has practiced hard. And I thought he played hard the other day. I thought he ran hard, had a nice catch on a third down conversion in a big spot early in the game. So that was encouraging to see.
Over here to the far right, play ball, WSYX.
Ty Leek and JTT doing, does that push some of the old heads to be better when the kids are?
Well, I think that whole unit is tight, and they all want to play, and Larry does a great job of rolling guys. So a lot of guys get reps in that room anyways. You can see them as time goes on. And it's good to have depth in there. But anytime there's competition, that's a good thing. But I think it's more about, you know, getting those guys in and out of the game, keeping them fresh, and being there for the entire season. But yeah, I mean, it's great to see, you know, different faces show up even in that game last week. You know, some young, some old. You know, that's what you want.
You kept the beard in one. Is that going to change your...
It's not going to change right now. I'm going to keep it going.
Right behind him. Do you have another question? No?
Go ahead.
All right. Right behind him, Adam. WBNS.
Well, Coach, kind of the dud point on this is the first time with the regular season loss. I'm just curious how much you find yourself maybe scoreboard watching now that the team doesn't totally control their own destiny and how much goes around politics.
Yeah, I always watch and then see how other teams are doing, see what's going on in the national landscape. But it's more important about us. It's always been about us and how well we play. And because you can't control any of that stuff, all you can control is how much better we get. And if we continue to get better and keep growing as the season goes on, then, you know, hopefully it'll be tough to beat at the end of the season.
Right next door, Don Berry, WBNS.
Coach, you guys are big favorites against these guys. With that said, you have a young football team. What do you say to those guys? And I don't know, Maryland got beat up pretty bad this week, but what jumps out when you look at it?
Well, they have good personnel, and, you know, we have to – it really comes down to how well we practice this week. And so, I mean, that's a big part of how well we do on Saturday. So, very, very important day today and tomorrow. We got to bring it. And the better we prepare, then the more confidence we can play with on Saturday. But, the, you know, another big challenge for us, a conference game, first conference game at home. And, you know, good team. They have good skill, good athleticism, good quarterback. You know, they played some teams really, really tough. And last week was the start that came out and go off of, you know, what we've seen in the past of them because they're dangerous.
You know, Coach, it's one thing to recruit like you guys do, five-star players, and it's another thing to develop them. In that process, you knew there'd be growing pains this year. This deep in the season now, are you where you thought you would be, I mean, with this club?
No, I didn't know. I didn't know where we'd be at this point. You know, I think that we were making progress. I kind of felt like we were making progress midway through last week. You can kind of see it the way we were practicing. And then we finally put it on the field and put together a complete game. And I thought that was good, conference road game. But, you know, still a long way to go, a long season. You know, we're by no means all of a sudden arrived. You know, we still got, like you said, a very, very young team. And we've got to keep developing. But, again, the more we're investing in these guys, the more work we're putting in this team, the stronger we're going to get. And you know, it's one thing to just kind of, you know, come into the season and win a bunch of games and just kind of cruise along. It's another thing to go through tough times and find out who people are and where things are at. And that, that you got to go learn it every week. You know, nothing's going to be given. I think that's one thing that, you know, this team and this program understands right now is you're not just going to walk out and beat anybody. And you got to show up and you got to play.
Second row rank, Tim May, Letterman Row.
Yeah, Ryan, as y'all say, there's no IA team, but there is in y'all's playbook, obviously, now. And of course, it looked like, at least appearance-wise, y'all ran a triple option to the edge one time. And what brings about getting into those formations, getting into those plays, you know, because you know you're throwing them out there, whoever's going to be watching down the road and stuff, and just every week you try to add a little something else, but what does it mean to kind of throw those out there? And obviously, you got in the offense, you threw the ball to the fullback and ran flat.
Yeah. I know. It's you know, we started going under center the last couple of years, and you saw the sneak a couple times over the last couple of years. You know, and you've seen some things. We've had a couple of multiple tight ends in the backfield and under center things, and so you know we're continually working through things. And this game is cyclical. You know, I mean, a lot of teams now, they're built to stop spread teams. And the Tulsa was a great example of that. I mean, they were three down linemen and then eight DBs up there. And that's designed to stop the spread. And so, you know, we have to continue to evolve on offense and figure out, you know, how can we make it harder for teams to match up against us.
You know, you touched on this a minute ago, but I want to follow up. Yeah, y'all gave up that big touchdown play. You know, I'm talking about early in the game, maybe a little bit jeopardy. But then Haskell Garrett drives through to block the extra point. I mean, a captain, I mean, a leader of that team. What does that do for Haskell? What does it do for the team to see a guy like that say, you know, next play, make the play?
Well, I think what it's showing is that, you know, when something bad happens, you know, we're not going to put our head down. You know, I think that maybe there was a time, you know, early in the season where if something went bad. It was like, okay, guys, we're okay. We've got to keep playing. And we're getting harder. Where we're starting to build that callus up. Like, okay, it was a bad play. Let's go on to the next thing. And then all of a sudden, you block the extra point. We got a little bit of juice. And then, you know, get a bunch of three and outs and play really well on defense. And they didn't flinch. And that's the sign of a team that's maturing. And I was very impressed with that.
But with Haskell specifically, I mean, obviously, you've got to be liking what you're seeing from him from a leadership.
Yeah, no, he absolutely. You know, to make plays like that and to have some energy and be a leader like that, that's what we need on this team is – that, you know, those veteran guys playing veteran and acting veteran.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, Tim's second question there was the 400 question you've taken in this room since the start of fall camp. Wrap it up on Patrick Murphy.
Appreciate you, Jerry.
hard to follow that. At times this past week, we saw the defensive ends dropping back a bit in coverage, linebackers kind of taking that spot. in order to do that, how much athleticism do you need, trust in your defensive ends to drop in coverage? Because I imagine not every defensive end is coached to do that at this level.
Yeah, no, our guys are athletic and they can do that, and that certainly gives the defense a different look and something maybe that they're not counting on. So, you know, the more that these guys can handle, you know, we also have to make sure that we're being fundamental and being sound. And, but we're also changing things up a little bit, and that's good. We have the right guys to do it. You look at Javonte, and you look at Zach, and you know JT and Jack, and you know some of them, they can really do some different things. You know, they're very, very good athletes. So you know, the more versatility that they can show, the more looks we can be, and more you know, versatile we can be on defense.
Great, coach. Thank you very much.
All right, guys. Thanks.